Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. After battling federal judges over the size of the state's prison population, Governor Jerry Brown has capitulated. He's announced a plan to move 9,500 inmates out of the system by the end of the year. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more.
Brown says he won't release any prisoners early. Instead, he wants to spend $315 million doing something California has tried before: sending thousands of prisoners to other states, private prisons, and local jails.
The only way to comply with that, consistent with public safety, consistent with maintaining the reforms we've already introduced, is to purchase additional capacity. That's the plan.
The plan needs legislative approval, since it would cost more than $1 billion over 3 years. Both Republican leaders are backing the approach, and so is Assembly Speaker John Perez.
We are not, any of us, willing to release an additional single prisoner.
But the proposal has a powerful opponent, Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg. Steinberg and other Senate Democrats will roll out their plan for cutting the prison population later this morning. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
Governor Brown signed nearly 30 measures into law yesterday. One of the most contentious allows for legal immigrants who are not citizens to serve as poll workers. Poll inspectors who supervise the election process still have to be U.S. citizens. The idea behind AB 817 is to expand the number of poll workers able to provide multilingual support for voters with limited English skills. Republican lawmakers oppose the bill, arguing there's no shortage of citizens to do the job. Roughly 1,500 Catholics took to the streets of Brea and Fullerton last night in support for immigration reform, the largest event of its kind so far in the region, according to the Orange County Register. The marchers gathered at St. Angela Merici Church and walked about half a mile to the office of Republican Congressman Ed Royce, where they prayed for him and other Republican leaders to have a, quote, change of heart. Royce did meet with 27 Catholic leaders privately last week and indicated he's open to helping those brought to this country illegally as children. Tonight, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge closes to reopen next week with the new Eastern Span that took a quarter century and more than $6 billion to build. This all started with the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989, when a section pancaked, revealing the long overdue need for a seismic upgrade. Was the wait worth it? We're about to find out. Just beforehand, though, we've pulled in San Francisco Chronicle reporter Jackson Vanderbecken for a little background. What exactly is happening this weekend?
The idea is to take the final stretch of the bridge and hook the highway to it. Right now, the old bridge is going to be taken out of service, and they're going to put the new bridge in right at the place where there's a tunnel. So they basically link the bridge up at the tunnel, and they're off to the races.
How pretty is this bridge? Is this the signature bridge we've been promised?
Well, it is an architectural innovative span. It has this large tower. And one of the things that this bridge does that a lot of other bridges don't, including modern bridges, is that it's anchored itself. It doesn't have, its cables are not anchored in the ground in any sense. They're essentially anchored to themselves. It holds itself up for about, and as a result, it costs a lot of more money to produce because they had to basically build a fake bridge and then put the new bridge on top and then suspend the new bridge off these cables and then remove the temporary bridge. So the temporary bridge in itself cost hundreds of millions of dollars to construct.
So I guess that goes some way towards explaining why this bridge is so darn expensive.
That's right. This bridge, right off the bat, was going to cost $500 million more. And so that added cost is the reason why self-anchored spans are not typical. That's what makes this, in some people's minds, an architectural gem. But it's also very expensive. As you said, it's over $6 billion.
So the original Bay Bridge was built during the 1930s, as was the Golden Gate Bridge. Many sort of consider the Bay Bridge, the original one, the second sister to the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, it handles a lot of traffic just like the other one, but it doesn't get the same respect, the same love. Do you think this new Bay Bridge is going to inspire the same passion as the Golden Gate or perhaps overtake it?
I doubt it. I mean, this new design is very modernistic, and it has a different kind of look. I think it will be a modern icon. It won't be a classic icon. I mean, that Golden Gate Bridge, I think, is going to stand as the architectural and engineering marvel that it always will be.
There was a big hullabaloo over brittle steel discovered just a couple of months ago in the Bay Bridge, and now there's all kinds of investigations taking place. Do I need to be nervous driving over this thing?
The issue is their long-term survivability on the bridge. There are over 2,000 other rods and bolts that are on the span that are identical or nearly identical to some of the ones that failed. And I think Caltrans believes that they may not have to replace as many or even any of these bolts based on what they've found so far. But, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people think the tests which they are doing for these rods and bolts may not be able to actually replicate field conditions in a way that's very reliable. So the only issue is the long-term survivability of the 2,000 or more rods and bolts that are on the span, you know, some of which can't be replaced.
If anybody wants to see this work being done while it's being done, is there a place they can go at a time they can go?
If you're talking about the work being done to link the span up now, there you won't be able to see much because the whole span will be closed. You know, I mean, if you could get on a boat, you could look up or get a helicopter. It's not exactly scenic work. I mean, all they're doing – I mean, when they knock down the old span, they're going to be doing that slowly over a number of years, piece by piece. They have to be very mindful about
it. They can't just blow it up.
Right, because they don't want to damage the bay. They've got some concerns about, you know, obviously lead is – the thing is just laden with lead paint, layer after layer of lead paint.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Sure.
That was Jackson Vanderbecken of the San Francisco Chronicle. We've got a lot more coverage of the Bay Bridge online. Look for the link on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, August 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.